It's a celebration of statehood. It's an hour-long broadcast, and it will truly be statewide. People all over Alaska can see and hear it.
What's going to be in this program?
We start with greetings from President Reagan and have a 20-minute historical document on how statehood came about, and it will have some fascinating information in it, and a lot of people statewide talking about it. And we will also have live segments, so we're interspersing the past and the present, live and tape and so on, before a live audience. It's really a flow of the past, the present, and a look at the future.
When you say it's going to be a program, what kind of program is it? Is it television or radio?
Both. It will be broadcast both on radio and television stations, everyone who wants to carry it. It's available to all.
Why are we doing this?
It's a celebration. That's what I'm calling it. It's an anniversary. A state only has a silver anniversary one time, and Alaska and Hawaii are the only two states who will have those anniversaries in 84. And I think celebrating it and remembering how it came about and looking toward the future is not a bad exercise in helping us look at what we have, what we'd like to have.
Now you say there's going to be some live pieces interspersed in it. How are these, what are you going to have this live?
We'll have governors, past and present, speaking to the groups of Constitutional Convention people who will be there on the stage and addressing each other and thanking them for their efforts in the past and then looking ahead toward the future.
Now if I want to watch this, how can I watch it?
Can't tell you all the stations because I don't know who else is carrying it.
Just worry about it.
Okay. Locally, we know several stations are planning to carry it, both on radio and television, and I would suggest you check the TV guide and call your favorite station and see if they're going to carry it. There will be some ads running later in the week.
What time will it
be? It'll be 7 to 8 p.m. on January the 3rd.
Where is this show going? If I get loud on television or something, can I come watch it?
In fact, we'd prefer that people come down to the concert hall on the campus because it is a one-time event. Why not be part of this event rather than just sitting at home watching or listening to it? So if people can, I'd love it. I'd love to have a large glittering audience for this gala occasion. And of course you can watch it at home, but it would be wonderful to have a large audience there and really be a part of this one-time historic occasion.
That sounds like a lot of fun, but I'm unemployed right now and I don't have a tux. I don't really want to go like that.
I don't care if you have a tux. Come on down to the concert hall anyway. And of course there's no charge. It's open to anyone. Just come and get a seat and enjoy the show.
Can my kids watch it, or is it going to be kind of racist?
No, it's what is the rating? G rating or whatever it is. Anyone from 1 to 90 can watch this. It's really going to be, it's a solemn occasion. But on the other hand, we are celebrating something special in Alaska right now. And whether you're pro or against statehood or were in the beginning, I think you might have something to reflect on when you see this and listen to the people talk about it.
Why is it significant, and why are we having this in Fairbanks?
Well, as you know, Fairbanks, the University of Alaska Fairbanks was the location for the original Constitutional Convention. In fact, the reason for producing the broadcast this day and time is that we are nearly to the hour to the time when President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed the bill making Alaska a state. And the Constitutional Convention was held about 55 steps away in what is now Constitution Hall here on the campus. So we not only have the time, but we have the place as well to make this truly a memorial. Rotten word. We not only have the right time, but the right place to make this a memorable occasion.
You were talking about some of the live people you have. Who are some of the people we're going to hear?
Well, you'll hear from Governor Sheffield, Governor Egan. You'll hear from people around the state that I went around and talked to about the future of their communities, and lots of people, everyday, ordinary folks. And at the end of the show, we're having about four or five people stand up and give their version of what Alaska's going to be like in 100 years. And that should be kind of fun. Whether you agree or disagree, it'll be fun.
Now, will this be on the live show, or will we have to be down there to watch it?
No, everything that you see in the concert hall, you'll see at home, if you want to watch it at home.
I've jumped around quite a bit. Is there anything I've not asked you that you would like to Let me kill this one.
One of the things we're doing with this production that is going to make it exciting for people to actually be in the audience watching it and so on, is that we will have a large screen with a rear video projector that we're doing, and it's a little something different than the usual production here in Fairbanks. And it'll mean that the people in the concert hall, in the audience, can see the taped as well as the live portions of the show. And that really makes it sort of unique. It'll be a little different to actually watch and be a part of that.
Who's doing this program? Besides you and what else? What are you and who's doing all this?
Well, I'm the producer of the show. Alaska Video Productions is doing a 20-minute segment on the history, beginning in 59 and bringing people up to date from that time. The main events in Alaska, how statehood came about, talking with many of the people who actually were involved in the statehood movement. And it's being handled, of course, I shouldn't say sponsored by, but Fairbanks Festival 84, of course, is the organization that got the resolution from the legislature that they would be the organization to produce this show. We hope that copies will be available in the archives here at the University of Alaska. We are taping the show, of course. And, in fact, some of the stations that we've contacted said that because of programming conflicts, they couldn't air it exact... No, the program will be available through the archives at the University of Alaska, and we're currently making plans to have some tapes available, but those plans aren't firm yet.